Mike and Lydia. Mike and Deanna, excuse me. Lydia. Thank you. Now we can turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6. We'll be reading verses 5 through 9 this morning. For those who may not be familiar with the Bible, is Deuteronomy in the Old or the New Testament? Old Testament. It's towards the beginning of the Bible, isn't it? Matter of fact, it's one of the books of the Pentateuch, which means it's one of the five first books of the Bible. So I invite you to turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6 as we begin verse 5. Once you find that, we're going to say a Bible pledge here. So if you'd close the Bible on that finger and stand if you're able. And if you feel comfortable doing so, let's raise those Bibles above our heads and let's say this like we mean it this morning. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing with me as we read Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 5 through 9. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. As I like to do, I have some sermon notes. If you would take those out now and grab a pen or a pencil, you can follow along. Also on the back side of this is a study guide this week. If you want to take that home along with the prayers that Homer lifted up, keep this beside your prayer chair, and in your time, spending time with God, you can have a little devotion to use there as well if you don't have one already. Leaving a legacy. You know, my name is Eric, and I'm a dad. This is my third most important responsibility in this world. First being to God, the second being to my wife, and the third, as I said, being to my boys. However, I have learned something in my short 12 years as a dad, and this may be the most important thing I say this morning, so you might want to write this down. When I keep my first two priorities in order and healthy, my relationship with my boys is also healthy. I'm going to do something this morning that I've probably done, well, I know, I'm sure I haven't done it more than two times in the 14 years of being a pastor. I'm going to talk to all the men here who have influence over younger generations this morning, which includes men who will someday have children, that presently have kids, that have had kids and are now grown and possibly gone, as well as those men who choose not to have children, but are active in this church family and influence our youth and other men. I hope the rest of you will listen. However, since the Holy Spirit is here, I trust beyond all measure that there is something you'll be able to glean from this morning if you do not fit in one of those categories. And you know, I have to admit, I'm not ashamed to be speaking to dads this morning, because a child doesn't become what a father says. A child becomes what a father is.